And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the studio with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine Parker Boats. We're going to be talking boats and fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great time today. Talking my favorite boat today, dude.
Yeah, gonna be mine fun. Too, man. It's like... Parker
That's
City.
Great. The Parker clan.
Yeah, man, I'm
you've
back
been,
in the Parker.
You've been in and then upgraded again and then out and then back in again.
This is let me count. One, two. This is my fourth.
Yeah, nice job.
Fourth Parker?
That's
yeah.
pretty cool, dude.
Oh, yeah, right. I've had a series, and every one of them just fantastic.
Kevin
and
likes the sound of that, huh?
Yes. This new one that Kevin sold me just recently, the 18, what a great little boat.
I love it.
That is just a fantastic little boat. And then the color is really cool. And
Has a big engine?
Yeah, that thing flies.
Dude, it is a rocket
yeah,
ship.
40 miles an hour on the bay, yeah.
Pete was nice enough to let Dallas and I borrow that for the Bay Bass Tournament, and I love that thing. It's a small, easy-to-handle version of the boat we already have. I mean, that's the cool thing about Parkers is they're They're kind of the same thing, just, you know, Lego blocks going other directions, and I love that boat.
Yeah. She lives in the water right there at Fisherman's Landing with the other fleet of Parkers down there.
She's a good company.
What, there's like four or five down there?
Yeah, you got Jamie's Seasons down there.
Seasons and has then, several boats.
And then, of course, Doug's boat, his 20
Brandon Hayward.
23. Brandon Hayward's got his boats down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Parker City.
The whole dock.
You could open up a whole dealership right down there, Kevin.
I should.
Yeah.
We're Seaways, pool boats, you know, a couple of Kellys and a bunch of Parkers.
Yeah, a bunch of Parkers. Yeah, but the cool thing is you don't need to go, if you're a San Diego resident, you don't need to go up to Costa Mesa necessarily. And now you can just go to Marina Boulevard in San Diego and see the guys over there, right?
Exactly. We have a couple in stock over there. It varies. Sometimes I'll have a 23 center console and, you know, a big 25 pilot house. And we try to mix them up as inventory comes in and out. So, yeah, it's convenient for people to go and see it. They can get a brochure there. They can talk to the mechanics there for Yamaha for, you know, future service and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Bob Aronson is the mechanic there, and you have Gonzalo is running the show, and Augustine, his son.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
There's a good crew there.
It's a really good crew.
I'm pretty sure they opened that up, like, based on our dream, you know, scenario. I've been a West Coast guy for a long time now, and Gonzalo's great service, and... But, you know, at the same time, I always use Bob because I was down here, and Bob's like the trusted Yamaha mechanic. And one day Kevin calls in, well, I got some news that you're really going to like. Like, we merged those two worlds. You know, the mechanic that's always taken such good care of our Yamahas, now the head mechanic at West Coast, and they're opening in your backyard.
Yeah,
that's like a dream come true.
Perfect world.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, of course, you're still in Costa Mesa. And for
The big shop's in Costa Mesa. I spend most of my time up there.
Up there, yeah.
That's where we have, you know, bigger lot for more display of boats.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of stuff can be done over the phone and email-wise.
Sure.
But at least a customer can go down there and touch a Parker.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know? So what's going on right now? What's happening in the world of West Coast Marine Parker boats?
Oh, gosh. You know, we're doing boat shows. I'm doing one this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
I get to get on the road after here and drive back to Costa Mesa for the festival, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. The magazine has a festival going on up at the Orange County Fairgrounds.
And you have some boats in that?
I have four boats over there.
Four
nice.
Boats?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what boats do you have on display?
I have the 28 pilot house.
Oh, cool.
I have a 25 pilot house. I have a 23 pilot house, which is the most popular boat.
Yeah.
And then I have the 21 pilot house that we did some modification on.
You showed me the pictures.
Yeah,
wow.
we took the factory transom configuration and modified it so that we took out the East Coast style bait tank that drains in the middle and just doesn't have circulation pattern. We cut that out, and, you know, Sawzall. new boat.
Sawzall right now.
Yeah, new boat, Sawzall. Take this out. And then we patched it up, made more room, and then put a oval tank on the deck.
Center cockpit. Like, it is such a cool boat. That you look at that picture from the cockpit, you know, that's showing the cockpit, and, like, there's no way that is a 21-foot boat that you can walk inside when you're done with fishing, shut the door, and be totally dry, and then be standing on that deck with all your... It just doesn't compute that a boat of that size, if it's in your driveway and you could tow with a small truck, has that kind of space and that kind of comfort.
Exactly.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Now it's set up for our style of live bait fishing with a real bait tank. And there should get a lot of attention.
That thing is cool. You guys did a good job.
There's a stainless steel rail around the engine well, so you can belly up to that and fish straight off.
Nice.
The back. It's a neat.
That's a cool ride.
Setup.
You guys did a good job.
Yeah, and what's the power on it?
This one has the 200.
The
biggest motor.
Ooh, I'll bet
that you can put on
21 or 200.
Yeah. So is that the 200 four in line?
Four, yeah.
Yeah, which is super fuel efficient.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's been a great motor for Yamaha.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I put on most of the 25 20s is dual twin 200s.
Yeah.
And it's just a tried and true power plant. That's you know, cool. It just goes.
Yeah. And now with Yamaha, until March 31st, they have this 5-year extended warranty, right?
Yep. Two extra years of warranty.
And no extra charge.
Yep.
So if you buy an in-stock Parker boat from West Coast, you get that warranty?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pass that along.
That's rad.
Nice. Yep. Part of the deal.
Yep.
So what's the story? Do you have, like, special pricing on boat show?
You're
at a boat show today, and then, of course, Big Fred Hall show coming up?
Oh, yeah. All of the boats I have in stock are all heavily discounted and for show pricing. And so, you know, we're at the show right now. 2 weeks, you know, from now, we're over at Fred Hall. And once they're gone, they're gone. And
yeah, you
got to order more.
Right? Yeah, because if you want one, the idea
if you want to if you want to get on the water in spring, you need to come and see me.
Buy one of your in-stock boats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's going to pile up and take a while to, you know, commission these boats to get all the electronics and the bait tank and, you know, the towers on them and that kind of stuff. So
that's
plan ahead, start early, and let's talk.
That's so the reason to go with an outfit like Kevin. You know, like, he just knows the things that make those boats so good. You've been doing it for so long now that all of the little things, like you said with the bait tank, well, this, you know, this tank configuration you don't want, we're going to, you know, we'll do it this way for you, and, you know, you want this style of tower, and you want a door that moves this direction, and, you know, I've done them, you've got to see every boat and how it's been tricked out better, towers and rod bars, and, you know all the little tips and tricks that make those things so perfect.
Yeah, and it's the customers, you know, feedback to me, too,
sure.
Previous customers where, you know, they come up with the idea and they say, hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do we get there from here to there? And, you know, fabricate something. We can make anything. I mean, the customers have a lot of great ideas on how they want their boat and what makes it work. And, you know, we cooperate on it. And, you know, it turns out to be a really unique fishing machine.
Cool. And you have some great guys on your pro staff, both Ricky and myself, and then of course Brandon Hayward. You got Dwayne Diego on your pro staff. I mean,
I got a lot of people to draw information from.
For sure. Yeah, that give you input and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But I will say this the new layout of that 18 that I just recently purchased from you is vast improvement over I had an 18. 15 years ago, and I mean, it was a great boat, but this one is leaps and bounds ahead of that. I really think so. It's super dry. It has a nice front deck with storage as well as a place to stand and cast. Everything about it.
You hear people talk about it all the time, but it's hard to fathom until you're standing inside of it. You know, but the word is always, it's a really big 18. That thing is a huge 18-foot boat. You know, I mean, it's a giant inside. Like, there's a lot of room to very comfortably be fishing. You don't feel crammed. You're not, you know, when you're touching the rail, you're not also touching the console. When you're up in the bow, you have lots of room where you're moving around and casting everywhere. The boat's killer.
Yeah.
I spoke with a customer this last week that was kind of comparing the Boston Whaler Montauk to the Parker. And he says, from what I can see, he says, the Parker's just bigger. It just has more freeboard.
Mm-hmm.
Solid
your point, ride.
To your point, Rick, is that when you're standing there, you know, the gunnels come up to your, you know.
Yeah, it's not hitting you in the shin.
Yeah, it comes up to your knee, where it's just an all-around bigger boat.
Yes.
I mean, perfect example, you load 3 buds and boards and gear and fishing tackle and go blaze out all the time. You can't do that in most 18-footers.
No, it's got tons of room. In fact, the previous boat I had was 19 feet.
Yeah.
This one has way more room.
Yeah,
for sure. Plus, it floats. It doesn't sink.
Yeah,
which is really nice.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, minor details.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, you have the 25. You and Neil have that 25, you know. Talk about that boat.
That's a horse.
I just don't think that you could put pen to paper and draw a better boat for the type of fishing that we do. It's just giant. I mean, it's giant everywhere. We really like, you know, surface iron, surface lure, whatever you want to call it, casting at fish. And you can literally put four of your buddies in the bow of our 25 center console, and there's room everywhere. There's room in the front. There's room in the back. There's, you know, it's just a big, wide, super comfortable, really stable fishing platform. And there's just, if you want to talk about a boat that's got room, I mean, there is just room everywhere.
All kinds of room.
We had that, you know, big mega trip last year where we had those big ones. I mean, we went tuna fishing for the day with three guys and all our gear, and we had three 300 pounders and 150 pounder all in bags on ice on the boat with plenty of room
hundreds
still for
hundreds of pounds
to
be fishing. Of ice and fish and it was, people and
and
hundreds.
The boat, and it just, whoop, away we go.
You didn't
you know?
Feel it.
Yeah, it just up. I mean, it was heavy.
Oh,
but like,
don't
get me wrong, it was heavy. But the boat, we have a single 300 power plant, and it pushes the boat great. We love it, man.
A single 300.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we have a single 300. We have an 85-gallon, you know, center tank, and another 25 gallons in the stern. It's just perfect. It is the perfect boat.
So how much, what kind of fuel economy and at what speed do you get on that?
We like to cruise at around 25 knots. You know, obviously the boat's capable of more for sure, but that's a very efficient speed for us. And you know, it just all depends. Like a trip to Clemente with, you know, hundreds of ice and everything else, we're like 1.5 to 2, you know.
Wow.
And loaded down with 300 pounds of fish, we're closer to 1. But
yeah.
I would say our average is 1.5. That's like the very realistic number. You know, lots of people say, my boat gets 9 miles to the gallon. Ours is extremely comfortable and very efficient, 1.5, 25 to 29 knots. Like, that's what we do.
It's a big boat.
And it's always heavy.
It's always heavy.
Because you're going out with lots of fuel, and you're... You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Water
like,
in the bait tank, and then
our numbers are like.
Hopefully, you're coming home heavier.
Yeah, our numbers are to the extreme side. Lots of fuel, lots of water, lots of gear, lots of people, lots of ice. I mean, those are like very real time what we're doing.
Speaking of big fish, Kevin, you had your big one here this last year on your friend's park.
Finally got it.
Yeah.
After chasing it for a couple years with my buddy Miles on his 25 Parker.
Yeah, how big?
Tell us about it.
325.
Oh, 325.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. At San Clemente Island?
San Clemente Island, and we were just drifting, and we metered the fish, and, you know, we'd go back over the spot where we saw them, and finally we got one to bite at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was... You know, fish of a lifetime.
Cool. Yeah, no doubt.
It's just, everybody on the crew, you know, there's only three of us on the boat, and I say we all caught the fish because I couldn't have done it without them. But, you know, we were able to work the boat around the fish instead of, you know, me having to go around the boat, which helped out a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I had the right gear, you know, we had the right gear. And, when it came to the boat, it did snap my rod, though.
Oh, no kidding, really?
Yeah. I had it in the gunwale, and it came close, and thought it was going to go in the engines, and we just didn't get the boat turned soon enough, and it just, the rod got sideways and bent.
Game over.
Yeah, and kapow. And then it was like...
So here you are fighting a 325-pound fish on a broken rod.
On a stump.
Especially at that go time. I mean, that thing is right there. Like you said, if it's close enough that it's maybe getting the wheels and you're getting ready to... Oh, that's got to be just hectic.
So get it out of the rod holder, point the stump at the fish, and lock her down and grind her in. And we got a good tail gaff on them, and... Got his propeller out of the water, and, you know, we...
Wow.
And then it was like, holy smoke.
Now how do we get into the boat?
Yeah. Well, I've been carrying with me a 4-to-1 block and tackle purchase system that I could dead man off of the little tower that Miles has on his boat. And we dead manned it to there, put a lasso around his tail, and I was able to hoist him up.
Wow.
With,
that's awesome.
You know, a quarter of the effort.
Yeah,
because
right?
I had a 4-to-1 purchase.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, there's no gate on his boat.
Yeah.
He'd have to
come
over.
An older one.
Yeah.
The new Parkers have gates on them,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, but I don't know if this one has
a gate. Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I don't know if it would fit through the gate.
300-pounder, I can assure you with 100% certainty it slides right through.
Okay. Slides right through.
I mean,
they're
bullet-shaped, yeah. and the fins slide in. I mean, it takes a team. But, yes, I mean, we brought our swordfish through it. We brought, you know, those big tunas. I mean, it's amazing how well something will slide through that's shaped that size. You know, it goes right through, and it is very, very nice. It makes life a whole lot easier.
Yeah. When did they make that change in the park boats?
2016, I believe.
Yeah, two, three years ago, they did it in the 23s first, and then the 25.
And then the new 23 and 25s have that gate.
Correct, and the 28, and then even the center consoles have it now, the 23, the 25, and the 28,
and the 28 center console. Nice.
Yeah, they all have that.
If the boat's in the water, too, it sure makes entry into the boat real nice, because we have when we bought the boat, Kevin recommended a particular bracket, so we have a big bracket that's stable, and, you know, it just makes entry onto the boat. You just step from the dock onto the bracket through the door. You're not, if you got somebody in the boat that's having a tougher time, they don't have to hike their leg up and over the gunwale. It just makes life really easy.
Yeah.
You load in something heavy, big helium tanks and things like that. You know, you've got a level shot to get things in it on and off.
And it's just safety wise, I think if somebody does go overboard, it's so much easier
to get them back.
Get them back on board.
That's a great point. Yeah.
With because that swim step is only 5 or 6 inches off the water.
Yeah.
And then the boat rocks. It's there.
Yeah.
So you can retrieve somebody faster.
Yeah. Great point.
Easier.
For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, and fishing.
Yeah, and we haven't even scratched the surface of Kevin's talents. I mean, so much to go over, electronics and bait tanks and gear and rigging and power. And this is a guy with a wealth of knowledge, and we want to talk about it. We want to talk some Parker Boats, and we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call, 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. That's your opportunity to talk to us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And not only are we going to be talking West Coast Marine and Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, we are also giving away such a killer prize. Today, a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing and two tickets to join in the fun at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. It's coming up.
How about that? Huh?
I know. It's March 4th through the 8th. I mean, that is right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Showtime is here. It's the Long Beach Convention Center, as we all know and love and can't wait. So, yeah, tickets on the San Diego to go full-day fishing. I just saw a social media post from Boog that they got their season all wrapped up as far as boat work, and they're getting ready to start running here real shortly. I'm sure we'll hear more from Marcos about that later on the show. But, yeah, ticket on a great full-day trip on the San Diego to C4th and two tickets to the Fred Hall Show. If you want to get your opportunity at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Kevin, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Corrado and SLX DC. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
For local and launch fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here in the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Talking Parkers, talking fun, man. Going to be a good day.
Indeed. And we're giving away a great prize. San Diego's back in gear here, and we'll hear, like Ricky says, later on from Marcos about the schedule. But also, you're going to get a spot to go fishing on the San Diego with Captain Ryan Boston. And the first of the season, 2 tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach Show March 4th through
Pretty
the
cool,
so
man.
That's a heck of a prize. You want to get through. It's going to be a busy morning, 833-288-0973. And got to tell you, the lucky winner of the CCA Bill Varney calendar is a great one. It's 2880, and you're going to get a one-year subscription to Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts.
Ooh, nice.
So that's a nice prize for look at the back of your calendar, 2880. And if you have that, contact CCA through Facebook to claim your prize. Just go on to CCA Cal on Facebook and look for Coastal Conservation Association of California. Very, very exciting there. Congratulations to that person. And also, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information this week. A lot of bass. A lot of big bass.
Yeah, they had
a big bass season.
They
right?
hosted that Havasu tournament, and it was right. a mega event. I heard over 200 boats, and Western Outdoor News does put on such great fishing events, yeah. and their Havasu Open certainly another one of those. I mean, that's a mega draw.
Those
guys do it right when it comes to putting on events.
Yeah, a lot of trout, a lot of bass, and a lot of fish in the Western Outdoor News this week's edition. Be sure to check that out. Indeed.
Yeah.
At your local tackle store, or better yet, subscribe.
You got it. Well, as we hear, it's going to be a very busy morning. Again, if you want to get your shot at those great prizes or your chance to talk to Kevin, 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones and start it off with John. He's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Hey, John.
Kevin, my question is, it's like a two-part question. What is the smallest Parker that you make? And what's the biggest motor that I could put on that part?
Well, it's the 18 center console, and the biggest motor is the 150.
That's the exact rig I
have. That's Pete's rig,
It's exactly what Pete has, yeah.
And I get 40 miles an hour. You want to go fast?
Yeah, it'll go.
40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes as fast as you want to go.
It goes faster than you want to go.
And yeah,
I can confirm because, you got to open it up when you're going down the bay. I mean, that's just part of coming in. And I started pushing that throttle, and I got to
admit. It might go more than 40.
I wussed out, man. I couldn't. I definitely didn't get it as fast as it goes. I wussed out. That thing is flying.
Yeah, he's like, are we going to get airborne here?
That's a cool ride, man. I love that boat.
But John, it's a great boat and perfect on the easy to trailer, and mine lives in the water, but very very easy to trailer.
You could tow it with a Toyota sized pickup truck if you needed. I mean,
they're light.
The new Ford Ranger would tow that thing, no problem.
But
it's still big. I mean, that's the thing. There's
you go offshore with that.
Oh, no problem. Pete's boat setup. It's got a really nice lean post. Rocket launchers and
that's
lean
standard,
post,
right?
That's standard. Yeah, leaning post.
Yeah.
I figured that was a custom thing you did. It's very comfortable. It's really nice. I mean, there's good seating. It just
and it has a bow rail,
saltwater washdown bow rail.
It's a great boat.
Yeah, and also I might add too that you can put a nice custom bait tank right underneath that leaning post, right?
And we've done that before. Yeah. There's room enough for like a 35 gallon bait tank that can get shoved underneath the leaning post, and then use the plumbing for the live well that's there now, which is in front of the center console, and just kind of swap them back and forth, and use that forward live well from the factory as a ice box.
Yeah, you use your cooler. We were fishing the Bay Bass tournament, so we used the live well for exactly what it was. Kept our fish alive all day. We culled a bunch of fish in and out. Fish were super healthy. The ones we put, we had fish that were in the tank for hours in the morning that hit the water and took off like rockets. I mean, it's certainly a good live well, but I would do exactly what Kevin's saying. If you were going to do a lot of offshore hardcore fishing, I'd put that big bait tank and put your sodas and sandwiches and beers in that forward cooler and call it a day.
And that's why we do the 200 or the 150 instead of the 115.
Yeah. More weight.
Yeah, because now you got.
I mean, it'll go with the 115.
It'll go fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you're introducing, a bigger bait tank further aft in the boat.
Yeah, sure.
So a little extra horsepower to the 150 is really the combo.
Will you have one of those at the Fred Hall show?
No, I'm out of them.
Out of them?
Yeah.
Is some guy bought the last one?
Yeah, some guy bought the last one. And I haven't received the next one yet.
So, but it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to see it, it's right there docked in front of Fisherman's Landing there. You can't miss
beautiful.
It. Beautiful. It's what do you call that color?
Abaco
green.
Abaco green.
Yeah, it's a cool color.
We call it Taddy 45 green at the shop.
Taddy 45 green.
It's like a perfect color surface iron boat. We love it, man. It's a great. It's a really good looking hull, and the Parker logo is in like a silver chrome look. It's classy looking, man. It's a really nice boat.
Black bottom paint.
It came out great.
The combination looks nice.
The guys over at Shelter Island Boatyard did a masterful job of painting it.
That's cool.
The bottom, yeah, for sure. Hey, John, go check it out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Go, and I'm sure Kevin will have plenty of information at the upcoming Fred Hall shows.
Absolutely.
To get that, right?
Yep.
All right. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. The Catch Report is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and it's easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced, and Anza also has knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details, or you can get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing.
You know what? I have a new favorite Fish Pro series, the 6-inch Fish Pro.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, what a great knife that is.
That's the
very versatile. They make it a 6, an 8, not the 6S.
That's what I was going to ask.
The Raymond Special.
The standard shape, kind of the more swept curved blade.
6, 6S.
Okay.
The 8 and the 10, but the regular 6.
Regular
is,
6.
Is a killer knife.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like your style. Talk to the man. We got Richard Castaneda standing by. Buenos dias, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Welcome back, Castman.
Yeah,
how was
home.
Colombia?
I'm back safe and sound, man. I dodged the narcotic cartel down there,
attaboy.
The park gorillas, and had each guy equipped with Kevlar vests and Kevlar helmets. And,
nice.
It's a safe country, finally, and that finally got me excited to go down and fish those peacock bass there. off the Orinoco River there and the Vichada. But it was a great trip. Bogota, great city. You know, it sits at 8,600 feet high. And, of course, from there we went to Puerto Inurida, and that's where we started our fishing. And, of course, that's not that high. It's down down in the jungle. We had 10 guys on the trip. Just awesome fishery, a lot of big peacocks. I think the biggest in our group was about 18 and a half.
Ooh, jeez.
And, you know, these are not, do not even come close to how a largemouth bass. These fish are on steroids. They're Arnold Schwarzenegger of bass.
Yeah.
I mean, these are vicious, vicious bass. I missed my 20-pounder about three or four times. Just using the Amazon Ripper, I had them just miss it. And, I mean, you couldn't believe the size of these fish that came after that thing. And then I had one that knocked it up about 3 or 4 feet in the air.
Wow.
And just could not get that. So my biggest this trip was about 12.
But, that's a nice fish, Cass, man.
Oh, I know it. I
pull
know
your
it.
Arms off. Now, what happens when you hook one of those 20-pound peacocks?
Yeah, right?
Can you get them out of the stumps and stuff?
Yeah, you know, that was the thing. Some of the guys lost them into the brush. You know, they just couldn't stop them. But there's a lot of big fish there. And I know where some of them hang out. And I'm going back the middle of March with our second group. And, you know, you can run, but you can't hide from the cast man.
I like it.
Yeah, and you're taking Steve Pinard and Patrick G with you, so that would be a good time.
Steve and Patrick G are going to be on the trip. And
so how's that?
Yeah, what's accommodations like? I'm fascinated by this trip, Cass.
Okay, don't forget now, this thing, when we get to Puerto Inurida, which is about an hour and a half flight from Bogota, it's a 3.5-hour run upriver in a very fast boat that probably does about 30 miles an hour. And it takes about 3.5 hours to get up there. So we're running up close to 100 miles.
Wow.
Up there. But it's built in the jungle, built from the local materials, wood planks on the walls, wood planks on the ceilings. You know, thatch roofs, but very comfortable. They got all the amenities. It's not going to be a Hilton, but, you know, you got your flush toilet, you got your sink, you got your shower, got two beds in each room with an oscillating fan, so you sleep good at night. But like I said, and it's it is a rustic camp, but it's a very comfortable rustic camp. And
sign me up.
Yeah, it's really. Boy, it's
and
really,
that's why so many big fish is because you're so remote, right?
Well, not only that, Pete, but keep in mind, that area was not fished for a lot of years because nobody wanted to go there because of all the narcotics. See, that river, the Orinoco River, splits Venezuela and Colombia.
Oh.
And so, you know, the drug cartels were using Colombia to go to Venezuela. And anyway, nothing was going on there for a lot of years. Just the locals fishing, you know, no tourism. But now that the everything is settled down there. I mean, there's big fish there. It's incredible. But I'm getting excited. I just can't wait till March to come.
Oh man,
that's cool.
That sounds so cool.
But yeah, it's a great trip. I've got the second group. I mean, our 2021 trip is scheduled for. Gosh, I forgot the date right now. Oh, it's I think it's February 9th or 10th of 2021. Room for 10 anglers. And anyway. I'll be sending out a story on the trip along with all the pictures and the guys that are on the trip and this coming first part of the week. So if you're not on our mailing list, just give us a call at Cass Tours or send me your email address to fishwithcass@gmail.com and I'll put you on the list and you can get that story and the pictures of the trip. But
hey, Cass, man, I've got a Cass Tours story. I was last week I was in Zihuatanejo and we couldn't find it was a holiday week down there and couldn't find a hotel room. We were going to spend one night in the town of Zihuat. I was staying up at our house up north of that and wanted to spend one night in the town of Zihuat. Couldn't find a room, so I called Cass Tours and talked to Rana. She found me a room right away, in fact, for the guys, and at the Hotel Irma, set us up with a better rate than anybody else could, and $99 a night and for a beautiful room, and that was, it was an easy deal. Did it over the phone from Zihuatanejo.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, guys, well, it wasn't you, it's your girls.
Well, that's true.
Things,
yeah.
things run very smooth when Cass is out fishing somewhere.
Yeah, you were gone.
I hear that. It's amazing. But anyway.
That's a good thing.
Just a quick report on the fishing down in Baja. North winds, of course, are blowing this time of year in that Sea of Cortez, so water's pretty cold. Not too much going on. But the tip of Cabo, they're doing pretty well in the marlin, fishing the Pacific side, striped marlin there, occasional Dorado, some tuna. If the guys can get up out of San Jose del Cabo, San Jose del Cabo will get up to the Hyman Bank when the winds aren't blowing or get up there early. They are getting some nice tuna up there, 50, 60, 70-pound tuna. But like I said, we're in that winter mode right now. This yellowtail is starting to show up down there too, so there's some pretty good fishing. But anyway, that's going to be the report for this week. I'll have a better Mexico Baja fish report next week as I get myself back in order here. Being gone 11 days really was I had to pay the price this week catching up. But anyway, give me a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casstours.com. And if you want to get on the newsletter list, give me a shout at fishwithcass@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Man, that sounds great, Cass, man. Glad you had a great job, great trip, and excellent report, as always, for the Baja. We'll look forward to hearing another one next week. Appreciate it very much.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Cass, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great information. If you want to get a shot to get through, 833-288-0973. That's your chance to talk to Kevin and win that great trip on the San Diego and go to the Long Beach show on us. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's accurate reels you're after, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Plus, we will fill your accurate reel with free Spectra when you buy one in our booth. That's accurate and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Talking fishing. If you want to get your chance, talk to Parker's 833-288-0973.
You know, Seakeeper One, this is the big weekend of the Miami Boat Show, which is the big show of shows in the world, really. And Seakeeper is introducing their Seakeeper One at the Miami Boat Show. And that is like made for Parkers, right?
That's the one that Berkeley...
So we've heard.
Yeah, that's one that Berkeley kept like hinting at and wasn't allowed to say, but we were all reading between the lines. Well, now it's official. It is out, Seakeeper One.
Yeah, like, it's small, and it's for 23 to 27-foot boats, I believe, which would fit perfect in the Parker line, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's room in... underneath the floorboards in the main salon.
Yeah.
In the pilot house.
And they're self-contained.
Rick, you know of one that's being done. I know of one, but I don't know how to get any more information on it.
And, as well as they're easy to install. That's and it runs on battery power.
That's, I think, is
going to be a game changer.
I think that was the main point on that. The Seakeeper one, it was more efficient.
And it was it's very easy to install because the sphere doesn't go below like the bottom line of the so it's I mean honestly it's like two shoeboxes darn near. Like you can put it places. You could put it underneath the floor, you can put it below a chair, you could build a box around a pedestal. It's very, very, easy to place, and because I think it's for boats that were, it was like up to, I don't know, however many thousand pound, but it's just like, it's an easy thing to deal with, and it's small and efficient, runs on 12 volt, it's going to be such a game changer.
Is that going to be an option on the West Coast Marine Parker boats?
I think we'll be able to install those.
It's cool.
No reason not to.
Yeah.
I know there's plenty of places to put it on a 25 pilot house. I already know exactly where it'll go on our boat, because, we have that big center console, and like with our boat, with the help of Kevin, you open the door, and you can basically step down into the console, and there's like a shelf on each side and a down step, and now it would come with a porta potty on one side of the shelf and then like kind of an open shelf on the other. We ditched the porta potty and just if somebody needs to use the bathroom, we got a bucket or whatever, so we just use that as storage. And then on the other side we have a microwave with an inverter so we can breakfast burritos in the morning. But that thing, the step down will fit that Seakeeper one completely. So you could, instead of having two steps, there would just be one, and it would be flush across, and away you'd go.
Perfect.
You'd never even know it was there, and you won't lose any storage.
Yeah, just bolt it in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be so
bolt
sweet.
Bolt it in, hook it up, and go.
Yeah.
And then you're stabilized.
We're ready, Kevin. Just let me know. We're ready.
Okay. Yeah. Got to get this...
We're ready for some modifications.
Get the tools out.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Tom? Tom's calling us from University City. What's up, Tom? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, Tom.
Yo, Tom.
Tom, are you with us?
I know Tom's call came up and dropped off a couple times, so maybe he's going through a bad cell area.
Oh,
no, so.
Sorry.
There he is.
I'm here.
Hey, there you are, Tom. Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey, springtime's coming, and... So I'm interested in doing some yellowtail fishing. Wasn't really particularly a Parker boat question, although I have a kayak, and so it's a little bit more private boat kayak strategy for catching some spring yellowtail that I wanted to ask about. This time of year, they're kind of on the bottom, but they're starting to be on the surface. So I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit about, how a private boater or a kayaker might plan on getting some yellowtail and local kelp beds in the next couple months.
Ricky?
Down here, University City, there has been some very good yellowtail fishing to be had, especially when you have conditions like we have right now where you string together several nice days of high pressure and good condition. The wind doesn't cool things off. And I think you always go hoping for the best case scenario of fish being up on the surface, bird schools chasing bait up to the surface. And if you're lucky enough to have those style of conditions, you want to put yourself where that bird is at and cast a lure and hopefully catch your fish that way. If that fish is, visually looks like it's around, but it's not showing real well, like lots of birds in the area and it looks very fishy, in a kayak you can be very successful slow trolling a mackerel on the surface. Nothing more than doing just that, catching a couple baits, putting them in your tank, and just slow trolling them around the most fishy areas in your kayak. And if you're not lucky enough with that scenario, you just need to be on your meter. And there is great springtime fishing in our area down here, La Jolla and such. And you just need to, this time of year, it's a lot of it associates with the areas that have good lobster fishing, hard bottom reefs and things like that. There's, once you start catching fish on your yo-yo jig, it's very common for those fish to be in similar areas. A lot of the times, a good thing to do during the beginning of lobster season is go to find all those areas in 100 feet, 150 feet, 180 feet of water where you see a lot of lobster traps that, would indicate hard bottom and reef and wreck and that kind of stuff, and put those spots in your meter and then just paddle out to them and keep your eyes glued to the screen. And when you see a school start to come under your screen, drop your yo-yo jig down. I mean, you just want to create the same scenario that you would be on a sport boat in just a small version.
So. Yeah, indeed. And I was out of my boat on Thursday. We were rock cod fishing down in Mexican waters and went through the islands. It's 60 degrees already out there. So it's coming back.
That's great.
It's coming around. And lots of bait everywhere. You know, so I don't think it's far away.
I don't think so.
I think once if the San Diego starts getting out, they're going to locate it.
I was going to say, you put Taro on the Liberty and Booger on the San Diego with those sonars sweeping around, every yellowtail that's around that zone is going to get found, and we'll start catching them. And that will just kick things off for everybody. I'm with you, man. I don't think it's far at all.
No, we're right around the corner for sure. Hey, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be March 4th.
Yeah, let me guess. 4th through the 8th is going to be really good yellowtail fishing?
Yeah, we'll be at the Long Beach Convention Center, and the yellowtail and sea bass bite will be going off.
I don't think
right, Kevin?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised by that.
Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. Scott Sherman, good morning.
This guy knows something about Parker boats.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, I just had to call in. I hear you talking about the 18 and the 25-20, but I haven't heard much discussion of the 25-10, and in my opinion, that's probably the best Parker out there. So
that's a great boat.
Next to the 25-01, yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, for sure.
I did sell that one.
Yeah, 25-01 is a young man's boat, Ricky.
I love Sherm's boat. I think it's such a cool layout, comfortable. I love that
boat.
That's
the walk-around Cuddy.
It's a walk-around, and it has a glass windshield and a hard top, and there's its eyes and glass that can be put in the space in between.
Plenty of protection.
Yeah, plenty of protection, and you ride a little bit higher in the helm station. You sit a little bit further back. And it's just an all-around great feel to that boat. It's just a great boat. I don't know why there's not more of them out here, but thanks to Scott, I was able to show his boat last week to a client down here in San Diego, and he ordered one. And that's exactly what he wanted to, you know, keep over at Catalina and, you know, and share time with his grandkids. That's the style of boat he wanted.
And the thing is, with a boat like that, because it's a hard top, you know, a second station up top or a little spotting tower is very easy to do. Rod storage forever. I mean, Sherm's boat is perfect.
Yeah, and there's a couple other ones down here. Diego has one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a great example, too. Yeah. You talk about a guy that had a pilot house that was as tricked out as could possibly be that he runs. And
still has it.
Yeah, exactly. And when he ordered his second boat, he ordered one of those.
He got one of the
walk-arounds.
The walk-around 25, yeah. And you get a lot of use out of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, if you put that isinglass on the little gap between the hard roof and the windows, and you get in there and you don't feel any wind, it's incredibly dry. And the thing I like about it is I'll be in the captain's chair, and you can spin around and see the entire open back end of the boat and see where the spread is, see where the fish are and who's on a line, where it's going, without having to turn around and see the wall and then step out of the cabin. So I really like the design of the boat. I couldn't have designed something better if I sat down and put it on paper and tried to do it myself.
That's cool.
That's great. Great. Yeah. Well, and you get a lot of use out of it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he gets a lot of use.
You got some good rockfish a couple weekends ago down there in Mexican waters and, been lobstering on it. It's been very, very good. We even use it for lobstering in the shallow water. I mean, we'll get in 6-7 foot of water sometimes when the tide's low, and there's no problems with it at all. It's just a great boat.
That boat's so cool because the area, like you say, that you drive from and, you know, people are sitting on your running out is big, and it's open, and it's comfortable but still dry. And you still have really big cockpit space. You can put a big, full, you know, multi-scoop bait tank in it. And you still have the cuddy cabin forward for if you are going doing a Catalina trip or, you know, you drove on the way out and you want to rack out on the ride back home. I mean, you still have all those things. It's still big inside. It's still big in the V-berth. Still lots of cockpit space. It's big everywhere you want it to be.
And that V-berth is 18 inches longer than the 25-20.
Oh, it is?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The whole helm station is moved back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And, you know, it's... it's huge up front.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely huge.
Yeah, that's nice. Cool. Yeah. So will you have one of those at the show?
No, I don't have one of those.
Yeah, okay. But they're on order.
They're on order.
Yeah. Just got to get in line.
Yeah.
Make the next one yours.
I tell you, that V-Birth, we went, a buddy of mine and his wife and my wife Norma and I on Christmas Eve, you know, we're empty nesters. But we went out and did some lobstering and put the barbecue out. And I tell you, it got kind of cold and a little breezy, so the ladies were down there in the V-Berth and plenty of room, very warm, very dry. It's just a great boat.
Nice.
That's cool, man.
Hey, Scott, the run for mayor of San Diego is picking up steam, man. You're doing great.
Yeah, it's looking good. You know, polls are showing us to look like we're going to be going to the runoff in November if all goes well. And, you know me, I'll be representing the fishing community every step of the way. I mean, it's a huge industry here in San Diego that brings lots of revenue into this city, so it needs to be protected and considered whenever any decisions happen down at City Hall or at the port, you know.
No doubt. You're our man, Scott yeah. Sherman for Mayor of San Diego. Hey, Scott, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate it, and enjoy that Parker. Yeah, indeed.
That's cool.
Scott, by the way, is going to do several fundraisers. I'm going to come go to one soon, but so he's got several fundraisers for his campaign coming up, so be sure to short support Scott Sherman for mayor.
It's so weird to have a level-headed, normal San Diego business person.
Wow. Running things. What a novel concept.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. Let's talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Los Angeles this morning. What's up, Sean? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning. Hey, about 16, 17 years ago, I did a thing with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, with Popesi and friends of rural fishing.
Right.
And I want to try to do that again for Big Brothers, Big Sisters here in Los Angeles. How do I contact them?
Very easy.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, so all you need to do is just go to rallokids.org and then look at book a trip on one of the tabs there, and then just send Howard an email and that you want to be contacted, and then they'll take care of the rest. They'll contact you, set up the trip, and Rallo pays for the whole thing.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. It's easy like that. If you provide the kids and some chaperones, Rallo will take care of the rest, and you'll go fishing.
Everything you need to know is at rallokids.org. Check it out.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. If you want to get through in the second hour, 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Hookup app and network.
It's time for the one and only 74th Annual Front Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, March 4th to the 8th. It's the world's largest fishing show, one of the nation's premier boat shows, and a world-class international fishing and hunting travel show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats and vehicles, over 400 seminars, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Daiwa's Saltwater Tank, Accurate Fishing's main seminar stage, Hobie Kayak's Fishing Theater, the 805 Okuma Bass Tank, the Ram Truck's Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa's Sporting Chef Cafe, the Johnson Hicks Giant Marine Electronics Section, Free Dive, Scuba Dive, Off-Road, Fly Fishing, Air Gun Ranges, Casting, Hobie Test Drives, Optics Square Cameras presents the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, and so much more. Kids Free, Kids Fish Free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show, the Fred Hall Show, March 4th to the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.